Hello?
Hi, my name is Seth McElroy. I'm calling from Airlines. I was looking for Kevin.
Yeah, this is him.
I'm calling from the customer care division here at. Do you have a few minutes? I need to chat with you about something.
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling regarding a situation that you were involved in on one of our airplanes. It was on a flight into San Antonio a few weeks ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, did you recently take a flight into San Antonio?
Yeah, I was on a flight to San Antonio.
Okay. And you don't know what I'm talking about?
No. What situation you're talking about?
Well, okay. I'll refresh your memory then. Well, it might be hard for you to remember, actually. According to the flight crew on that flight, you had a few too many whiskey cokes and became sort of loud and belligerent.
Wait, what?
The staff on that flight and a few people who were sitting around you complained about your behavior, sir.
What? I didn't do anything. I had a few drinks, all right? But there was no situation.
Really? Things didn't get a little out of control?
No, nothing got out of control.
Okay, well, I can read quotes from you from people who complained. They said you became a, quote, and this is their language, not mine, a raging asshole.
What?
They said that you were
the
being...
The flight attendant said?
The flight attendant...
Go ahead, say it, man. Say it. I want to hear this.
The
man.
Flight attendant didn't say that. The flight attendant just said that you were being a little loud and sort of obnoxious. The people around you said that. So here's...
That's bullshit, man.
The way that you're talking to me right now, sir, that's not helping your case. Because
oh my God.
you're sort of being...
Dude. No, you're pissing me off right now because I don't know who they're talking about. It's not me. I don't get like that.
Giving you the information that I was given, sir, and that's why I'm calling
you
today.
Well, I'm giving you my information right now, and I don't do that.
All right. But you can see how you're sort of being loud with me right now.
You're making me loud right now.
Okay, well...
All right.
Because of the trouble that you caused on that flight, we had to reimburse 17 people the cost of their flights.
You have to refund 17 people because I was being loud?
Yes, I did.
That's ridiculous, man. That makes no sense.
And we know that you fly a lot, and you're a very valued customer of our airline because we've seen all the miles that you have in your account.
I have over 700,000 miles.
That's correct. Well, I should say you had over 700,000 miles because in order to refund those people, we've taken it out of your mileage account, sir.
You are kidding me right now. You're not touching my miles, dude.
Well,
I didn't work for that, man.
That's
my miles.
We already took your
miles.
You don't
have that talking to you. Give me supervisors. Not talking to you.
Well, the supervisor is just going to tell you this.
You're not talking to me, dude. You better get a supervisor on the phone right now.
The supervisor is going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you, sir. Well, sir, if you're going to act like a drunk fool on a plane.
I'm coming to the airport right now. I'm dealing with this right now.
And what do you plan to do at the airport?
You don't talk to me anymore.
What would you like to do at the airport?
I don't want to talk to you, all right? Hello? Hello?
Oh, I thought you said you wanted me to stop talking to you.
Dude, you're pissing me off.
So you do want me to talk to you or you don't want me to talk to you?
What is your name? What is it?
So you want me to respond to that or you don't?
Dude, yes, I want you to respond.
Oh, okay. My name is Jubal.
I thought you said Seth.
No, it's Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Your girlfriend Catherine set you up. It's a prank phone call. Wow, you got pretty heated.
Dude, I'm sweating right now. So my airline miles, you guys didn't touch my airline miles?
No, your airline miles are fine.
Dude, I was about to freak out at the airport.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because that could have got you in a lot more trouble.
Yeah, oh my God.